boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Hi. Oh my God.
What do you keep calling today?
It's Posty Ween.
Posty Ween, in fact. I am dressed up Post Malone head to toe. I would love to show it, but I did leg day yesterday and it's killing me. I got Crocs on.
Nice.
They got the beer.
Gibbet.
Thank you. I was like, what are those things called? I got that on. He always wears shorts.
Jorts.
Cut that are off. Like leopard. So I got the leopard shorts.
Nice.
And I'm doing even the booty dances that he normally does.
I'm triggered.
I was doing that this morning.
Nice.
And then I got a beer shirt on. It says, beer don't drink itself.
Oh.
Or themselves is what it says.
Very Post Malone.
And then I got the hair that was definitely not brushed. I'll tell you that right now.
I literally walked in today and I was like, is that your real hair?
It looks like it.
Kind of.
It just looks like I haven't brushed it in 16 days. And then I've got the face tattoos. Always tired. Stay away. The barbed wire. You name it. I've got it all over my face. And it's really funny because everybody keeps asking me, how long did that take you? I timed it. It took me 19 minutes to do all the tattoos.
Honestly, and the placement's pretty accurate.
Thank you.
So I showed up today. Do I sound like I'm in a cave a little bit?
You do sound like...
I kind of feel like it.
Like something's wrong with you.
So we brainstormed a little bit yesterday because whether we like it or not, we kind of had to do a couple's costume.
We did.
So,
and if I was going to do it, you had to go down with me.
Right. You did Post Malone. We don't know what his woman looks like or even if they're still together, so we couldn't do that. I kind of toyed with like just showing up as a cigarette or something. But I also kind of took an easy route out, so I am here as Ghost Malone. I sound this way because I do have a sheet on. That I drew the tattoos on.
She's got the stay away, the always tired on there, the barbed wire and everything. And
yeah, and then I cut some eye holes, and now I'm sweating.
Here's the thing, is we walked around the office with them, and then she couldn't see anything. She's like, I think I need to make my eye holes bigger.
And I did, and I still feel like I can't really see.
Do not drive with that. I drove in my costume, and the amount of looks I got was insane. Please do not drive with
me. You came around the corner of the parking lot and I was like, who is this deranged person? It was kind of scary.
I really truly wanted to get pulled over like this. I want nothing more than to get pulled over today. I might speed. I might go through a stop sign. I won't, but I really want to get pulled over.
Can I ride in the back seat to just really freak him out?
Excuse me, officer. I look nothing like my driver's license. And do you want to see the passenger? She's
it's
great.
Me from the afterlife.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I hate myself. I really do right now because I'm going to do what you've been doing. And that is talk about Christmas.
Yeah!
Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm so sorry to ruin your party, but I have to because my coworker, my co-host, is nuts. Okay? And I saw this earlier today, and I have to tell you about it. Now, you're not allowed to scream because it hurts my ears, okay? Hold it in. We're talking about Christmas. We're talking about Hallmark. Okay?
Yeah. This was just...
Which one? The channel? The store? What are we talking about?
The channel.
Okay.
This was just announced today, and they have Hallmark Plus, which I believe you said you were maybe looking into dabbling a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Their countdown to Christmas has already kicked off, but they are putting out their first ever holiday reality competition show.
What is it?
Finding Mr. Christmas. Okay. Now, it's hosted by...
Is it like The Bachelor?
Yeah, sort of. I'll explain. So it's hosted by Jonathan Bennett, which you probably know as Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls. Love him.
Love that.
Perfect host. But so what they're doing is they are putting 10 Hallmark hunk hopefuls, guys that are hot and want to be in a Hallmark movie, up against each other for the ultimate prize of the title of Mr. Christmas and the chance to star in a Hallmark movie. Okay.
Shut
so,
up.
This is kind of Bachelorette style where this has already been filmed and the movie's coming out on December 21st. So they've already, they know who the winner is. It's just going to start airing now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to watch the winner on December 21st. Now, the contestants live in a Christmasified home ranch house in Utah. And they compete in different holiday challenges every single week. And how they eliminate, it's kind of bachelory, but they don't have roses. They have stockings.
Oh, even better.
And when it's their time to go, Jonathan Bennett, a.k.a. Aaron Samuels, says, "I'm sorry, that's a wrap."
Oh, that's cute.
"It's time to take your stocking. You're going home for the holidays."
I like that.
So
this is good. This is so good.
There's two episodes out right now that just dropped today.
Oh, good.
And they have a couple different challenges. There's like an acting challenge to see how they work with a counterpart in like a romantic scene. And then they have a ugly Christmas sweater showdown.
Oh, my God.
So the host described it as 10 hot guys glue gunning and crafting ugly sweaters and running around.
Yes.
Later on, we have to look forward to competitions like
Kissing scene in the snow.
Maybe.
Should be.
Possible. Christmas tree obstacle course where they have to break a block of ice to get a saw and then saw down a tree like a lumberjack.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So that's what you have to look forward to.
You know what? I really thought this was going to be like a bachelor who loves Christmas the most, but this is even better. This is literally perfect to Hallmark. It's just finding who's going to star in the next Hallmark movie. Mm-hmm. And this is absolutely freaking perfect. And I am definitely going to watch this.
I think if you didn't download Hallmark Plus already,
I will be on Friday.
You will be tonight.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
When was the last time that you prank called somebody?
Oh my gosh, like maybe college?
Dude, mine has to be way back in high school. But they were so fun when we would do it, right? You had your stitch. You knew what you were going to say.
It's a rush.
Yeah.
I get nervous, but I get excited.
Yeah. So we want to do that exact same thing, prank call our coworkers, except for it's not going to be the normal prank call. Like, is your refrigerator running?
No, it's Halloween. We got to be a little bit scary, but in the way that is so scary that it's like real scary.
Mm-hmm. Things that you actually get scared about as an adult.
Exactly. So we're going to do it with our coworkers, and no offense, Claire, but I feel like... She's known to be one of the easiest people to scare in the building. So what do you say?
We call her first?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Claire, this is Doofenshmirtz from the car dealership that you just recently bought your car from, and we wanted to let you know that your car warranty has expired.
Oh, can I renew now?
Well, yes, you can renew now. We will need $10,000.
I can't renew that. What's gonna happen?
Well, if you don't renew today, we will continue to call you every hour on the hour about your car's extended warranty. Do you like 2 a.m. calls?
Oh my God.
How about 3 a.m. calls?
That's the worst time. It's like right before I wake up.
Well, $10,000 or we will stop these calls.
God. Can I get, like, installments? Is there a payment plan?
Yeah, we can do a payment plan.
Yeah, we can probably work on it.
Yeah, we can do a payment plan. That works.
Oh, thank God.
I think that was a success.
That was easy. I think we scared her.
Okay, what do we do now?
That was fun. You want to do another one?
Well, yeah, I'm not done. That was exciting.
Who do you want to do next? Who have you always wanted a prank call? Anybody. Maybe somebody you hate. We could also do that too.
Well, don't put that on me.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking Chris Jackson, who is on our sister station X107.5.
He's also been filling in for Jaden in the night show. He's definitely around.
Why not mess with him a little bit?
Okay, I got his phone number. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Chris Jackson. This is Dora from Discover. I'm calling because it looks like your statements are a little bit behind right now. You've got multiple charges.
Who is this?
Hello?
Shut up.
I think he's going to kill us, Taylor, but I kind of want to call him back.
I mean, we cannot give up that easily.
No.
We got to try again. Here we go.
Who is this?
Hello again, Chris
Jackson. Hey, who is this?
Hi, Chris Jackson again. This is Dora from Discover.
Stop talking. Who is this?
Dora.
What?
From Discover.
How do you have my number?
We can get it easily off of the internet, but we need to tell you that you have multiple charges from Tinder Premium that has got you over your amount that is allowed on your Discover card.
This is the most egregious thing I've ever heard. You're really going to call me and tell me that my charges on my Tinder Premium? Like, come on. Who is this? Complain or not? Who is this?
Well, maybe you should stop swiping and start paying.
All right, hang it up. Bye.
That's probably the funnest thing I've ever done on this radio station.
We're living on the edge today.
We just prank called Claire from the Morning Scramble and Chris Jackson from our brother station, sister station, X107.5, and who's also filling in for Jaden on the night show right now.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we should stop there, though.
Oh, definitely not.
We got more coworkers.
We got more coworkers we want to prank. But I feel like, you know, have you ever heard the saying karma's a, you know?
Yeah. What goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. I definitely don't think this is a prank. I think this is a real life scary phone call I received earlier.
Oh.
I missed the phone call, but I got a voicemail earlier.
Uh-huh.
And your phone will like write out your voicemail for you.
Yeah.
It like transcribes it. It says, hello, this is an important recorded recall message from a store that I recently have shopped at. It's their guest relations, and a recall was announced on a product, and I know the product, as a contamination of Listeria.
Yeah.
As part of the, apparently part of the, there's apparently a ton of products that have that in it, and I bought one of the products, and they're calling me to let me know I have bought the product and that I need to throw away the product.
Oh my God.
And I need to call them back for a refund. Here's the thing. They said it was for waffles. Now I haven't bought waffles, but the brand, I have bought tons of things from this brand. So I don't know if they got the product wrong. Like they got the thing wrong. Like I haven't bought waffles, but I bought sausages from them and other things from this company. So now I'm like, do I throw everything out from this brand?
I don't know, because what if this is just a really goofy prank call?
Or what if this really is a prank
call? Are you going to call them back?
Well, no, what's the point? They were just telling me to throw it out.
I thought you said get a refund.
I get for $2, it's not worth it. Taylor's like, I will take the money.
Yeah, okay. I say risk it.
You know, we thought we could stand around the corner of every part of the building and then wait for our coworkers to come by and go, boo! And scare them, but
spooked ya.
You know, that would be us standing around every corner for several hours for them to hopefully walk by.
We got better tricks up our sleeve than that, I think.
100%. So our next idea was, why don't we prank call our coworkers?
Mm-hmm. And not just like regular prank call, but we want to be a little spooky.
Yeah.
But like in a believable real life way.
Mm-hmm. Scare them about things that are actually scary. Phone calls you really don't want to get.
Well, I don't want any phone calls, but there are specific ones I don't want.
So we already prank called Claire from the Morning Scramble and Chris Jackson from our sister station X107.5. Who do you want to prank call next?
Man, I love our director of First Impressions, Loretta, because she's the sweetest woman, and I feel bad even saying it, but we gotta get her.
Oh, I'm down. She's like our mom. Oh my God, we're prank calling our mom.
Okay, we can't. Let's not think about it too much. Let's go.
Z102.9 KGYM, Smart FM, and X107.5.
Loretta, you did not pay the radio bill that was due 3 months ago.
Wait, is this the FCC?
Yes.
I'm gonna be so fired.
Yes, you will be fired, and the radio station will be shut off in T-minus less than 10 minutes for sure, guaranteed. There's nothing you can do.
You need my credit card?
Well, yeah, credit card, your blood type, your social security number, and your first child.
But I have three.
We only care about your favorite.
That's gonna be a tough one. They might be listening.
Loretta, the radio station is being shut off in now less than 8 minutes. Do you even care?
Can you give me a minute to empty a paper box so I can take home my personal belongings?
It's now 5 minutes, Loretta. Time is on the line.
Hey, I've got another call coming in. Can you guys call back later?
The radio station's gonna be shut off, Loretta.
But the phones will still work, right?
I mean, I guess. We have nothing to do with the phones.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
Well, that... I mean, can we say that we got her? Kinda. I mean, she kind of cried at the beginning, I guess. So sort of. I guess that's a win, kind of. We'll count it.
Should we do one more?
Yeah, because I don't really feel solid about that one. Who else?
You
know what? I got one.
Okay.
He's like a brother to me. Drives me up a wall sometimes. Dancing Eric Hansen from the Morning Scramble. I loved working with him, but he's always like a brother, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of want to get back at him.
You want to prank him.
Yeah, I do. If you don't mind.
I say it's going to be tough because man's tough.
Okay. Well, I think I got it. I've got it. I've got a good one for
him. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Hi, Zerk.
Hey, Danson Eric Hansen. This is Professor Bingo Bongo with Crypto USA, and we have an amazing opportunity for you to invest in crypto. Imagine retiring tomorrow in radio. You never have to do it again.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Bingo Bongo from Crypto USA. You could right now invest in crypto, make millions.
No, crypto is a horrible investment. It's volatile. It's risky. It's not regular. Why would anybody... Wait, guys... Destiny?
No.
Taylor, are you there? Taylor, are you in the background too?
No.
Taylor, come on. Look out the window. I can see you on the phone right now.
No. Oh.
This is so silly.
We put an effect on our voice. How did you know?
How did you know? I can see you for one.
Oh.
And Dr. Bingo Bango, I don't think would offer me crypto. And I don't invest under the name Danson Eric Hansen.
Oh, shoot.
That Danson Eric Hansen is on none of my retirement accounts at all. So thanks for trying, guys. Happy Halloween, but trick's on you.
Happy Halloween.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
As if today wasn't scary enough, because it's a little spooky looking outside again today.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw something actually scary.
What's that?
One of our neighbors, their vehicle was being towed.
Ooh.
I saw a tow truck drive by with it all hitched up.
Now, do you think it was getting towed because
they needed it to? Because it was dead? It?
Or they didn't pay a bill?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I mean, both are bad, right?
Yeah.
It sucks to call and be like, God, my car won't start or something's wrong with it and I have to have it towed. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
It's also scary walking outside and you're like, I left my car right there. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It's happened to me.
I'm going to guess Iowa City.
Yes, exactly.
I knew it. One drunken night.
Well, I had left my car... parked on the side of the street.
You were drunk the night before.
It was not the side of the street it was supposed to be left on, but I had to crash at a friend's because I was out. I woke up the next morning, hungover, honestly, and my car was not there.
I've always wanted, and I'm so glad that you are the person I get to ask this question. How do you find your car?
You just start calling tow companies.
Do you really?
Yes.
And I'm assuming there's like 100 in Iowa City.
There's a couple.
And you have to start calling them alphabetical order. You got to get a yellow page.
Yep.
Dun, dun. Hi, my name is Taylor. Do you have a Ford Explorer?
I don't know. Have my Sebring, the front end's hanging off. You know the one.
No.
Nope. And then you call the next one.
Dun, dun.
Hi, this is Taylor.
That Chrysler Sebring?
You got that one?
Bumper hanging off? No? Okay.
Call the next one.
Then you finally find it.
And then you got to pay.
Then you got to go to the police station and pay your ticket.
Whoa. You have a ticket to pay?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, and back then, it up. And why do you have a ticket to pay?
Because who do you think called the tow? cops.
The police did?
Oh, yeah. You go to the police station, you pay it off.
Oh, heck. What?
I'm getting scared all over just thinking about it.
You gotta go to the police station and pay. What if you don't?
Well, they're not. The tow company won't give it to you.
Oh.
Then you go to the tow company, and then you pay the tow bill.
And you say, I paid this ticket?
Yep. And then you pay them even more money.
Now my question is, what if you do none of the above, and you're like, screw it, I don't want to pay this ticket. I don't want to get my car back.
What do they do with it?
What do they do with your car? Well, that's my next question.
I don't know. I didn't ever do that. They probably would have just crushed
mine
up.
With your car, you should have done it that way.
Like, well, let's just put this thing out of its misery.
You're like, this car was crap anyways.
We're doing her a favor, actually.
That's what you should have done.
Oh, that's real life scary stuff.
Everybody knows that tonight is Halloween. It's the night where kids dress up and they go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, like one of the best nights of the year.
However, this is the first night in Des Moines, the kids get to trick-or-treat for the first time in 85 years on Halloween.
Why? I don't have anything else to say but why.
Well, it's all thanks to Mother Nature. Remember how last night was super windy? I mean, oh my God, you could hear it.
Oh, it sounded like literally a twister outside my window.
Seriously. Super windy. It was rainy. There was severe weather. Tons of alerts going on. Well, all thanks to Mother Nature and all those alerts and weathers and all that fun jazz, they had to move their Halloween.
Because they normally did it last night?
Yeah, they don't trick-or-treat on Halloween in Des Moines. And they haven't for over 85 years. So what they do is they do it the night before Halloween. They call it Beggar's Night.
I've never heard of this.
So Beggar's Night is dates all the way back to 1938. And the whole reason they do this is because in 1938, on Halloween, the police had to answer 550 reports of vandalism.
What?
From teenagers setting fires.
What?
Breaking windows and sidelining streetcars. So that's why they created Beggar's Night, so that it would hopefully reduce all of that.
Yeah.
From Halloween, which it actually ended up doing it. It stopped pretty much half of the crimes.
Dang.
The night of Halloween. So here's the thing. What they have a twist. Because Halloween isn't normal there. It's called Beggar's Night. So here's the thing. Beggar's Night, back in 1938, the children were to sing a song or recite a poem in exchange for candy. So here's the thing. Mm. They go up to the door. They go trick-or-treat. And the adults would go, what's your trick? And they would do a song or recite a poem. Over the years, it's kind of changed. And now what the tradition is in Des Moines, when they do Beggar's Night, which was supposed to be last night, the kids do a joke.
Oh.
So over the last several years, they do jokes when they get their candy and when the adults give the candy to the kids. Which I think is the coolest thing. I'm like, why do we not do that here? I would have loved that as a kid.
I am so shook because Des Moines really is not that far.
No.
And this is the first time I've ever heard of this.
I know. And this has gone viral all over. I mean, CNN's been reporting it. I mean, everybody's been reporting it about it, all because they had to cancel it last night. And they're moving it to tonight. Let's hope there's no crimes. And they get to do the original tradition of Beggar's Night, and they get to tell a joke. Which has got me thinking, since we didn't get to do this as a kid.
No.
Let's do it now.
Tell some jokes?
Let's tell some jokes. Let's act like we are kids. We're going trick-or-treating right now. We go up to house. Trick-or-treat.
Oh.
Oh.
I was the person inside.
Okay. Sorry. You could say hello.
Hello.
Trick-or-treat. And you would say, what's your trick?
Well, what's your trick?
And then I would tell you a joke. So we want to hear from you. Like, what is your go-to joke? Everybody has a go-to joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is that go-to joke that you would totally tell right now in Des Moines if you went to Beggar's Night?
Call us and tell us. I gotta know.
I cannot believe that Des Moines kids haven't been able to trick-or-treat on Halloween for more than 85 years. They've always trick-or-treat the night before Halloween. It's called Beggar's Night. Same thing pretty much of Halloween. They get to go around door to door. They get candy, except for there's a twist. Back in the day, they used to have to recite a poem or sing a song. But over time, it has changed because nobody wants to sing, right? Not everybody can be as beautiful as Beyonce or Taylor Swift. They now tell a joke.
Which I love that. That's like easy enough that a little kid could do that.
Yeah. But now you and I are like, We've been robbed of a childhood.
Yeah, definitely did not tell any jokes.
No, this
for
is
trick-or-treating.
So cool. It's Des Moines. It's not that far away. Why didn't we do that here?
I think we can kind of like make up for it right now.
Yeah.
A little.
Tell some jokes. And I have candy in my backpack. It's been in there for a couple days. I'll give you some.
Be nice and warm. It's like grandma's pocket.
Yeah,
candy.
It's great. Just like that.
Well, we are asking you still if you have your go-to joke that you would tell in this trick-or-treating mm-hmm. situation. Call us at 319-200-1029. Becky, what's yours?
So I used to have a job at an M&M manufacturing company, but I got fired. Can you believe that? I kept throwing out all the W's.
Oh. That's a good one. That is solid. I want to steal that.
Kid friendly, perfect for the kids.
I can tell that I am more gullible than I'd like to admit, because I was like, oh my God, she worked at an M&M factory. How cool.
How do you get that job?
Stupid. But I like the joke. Jason, what's your go-to joke?
Why did David Hasselhoff start going by just the Hoff?
I don't know. Why?
Less hassle.
Oh.
Honestly, that's genius. I like it because it's easy to remember.
Yeah, those two are both easy to remember.
And I bet the parents, if you did that trick-or-treating and you were like a little 8-year-old, they probably would crack up. It's a good one.
Okay, do you want to do one? Otherwise, I've got one.
Yeah, I'll do one.
Okay, deal.
Because I'm not very good at jokes, so I went like straight something I probably stole off of Laffy Taffy.
Okay, deal.
Halloween-y. And that is, who did Frankenstein take to the prom?
I have no idea.
His ghoul friend.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Okay.
Now give me something.
You would be the kid. Now give me the candy.
Exactly. I did my job. Do yours.
Yeah, I did. I was like, I'm going to do the basic, the knock-knock jokes.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what I'm going to be really good at, okay?
Yeah.
So knock-knock.
Who's there?
Mint.
Mint who?
Meant to tell you I was coming by. You hate that.
You hate it. And also, no, it's not true, because you're the type of person to just show up places.
And I'll hand out the little pocket mints.
Oh, God. That is like grandma's house.
Taylor hated that one.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Halloween. It's not just for the kiddos.
No.
You're allowed to make yourself your own version of a treat, and that comes in the form of a drink.
Yes.
Okay? So I have a holiday spirits cocktail recipe that you can run to the store quick after work so that you're stocked up after trick-or-treating's over. So I'm going to call this drink Blood of a DJ.
I love it already.
This
might be my favorite drink.
I hope so. I wanted to do something kind of bloody gory. So before all this, I took my glasses, and you could do this in any type of glass. You could even do it on your kids', I don't know, juice or something. I took honey, and I put a little bit of red food coloring in it, mix it up, and then you just swirl the rim in it, and then it'll drip down like blood, and it's a really cool effect. But then for the drink, I've got my shaker full of ice, and I'm using spiced rum, which I have Captain Morgan, because that's what I had at my house. That's up to you. 2 shots-ish. And then I'm doing a little bit of pineapple juice and then some cranberry juice. More cranberry juice than pineapple. And then I'm going to do like probably about a tablespoon of simple syrup, which is just going to make it a little sweeter. And then probably like, I'm really scientific today, can you tell? Probably like a tablespoon of grenadine. And then I'm going to shake it up and hope that it turns out red, or I'm going to be a little upset. Let's see.
Sounds good. I like the shake.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that feels good. Now I'm going to pour it into my bloody glasses. And yeah, it's pretty red.
That looks like blood.
You think?
Yeah.
The blood of a DJ. That's what I'm going for today. Okay, I'm going to come deliver this to you.
You know what you could have done is put Band-Aids on the side of the cups as well to add an effect for the drink. Like, you know, put some Band-Aids, put also the blood.
That's gross.
What? Not Band-Aids. Use Band-Aids. That's not. Don't put use Band-Aids.
You could put those like plastic vampire fangs. You could do so many things with this to make it a little bit spooky.
Not use Band-Aids. Don't put your nasty.
Man, I'm not going to put anything past you, okay? If it's what you have in your house, you're going to use it.
Hey, I reduce, reuse, recycle.
Okay. I'm going in for it. It's so gross.
I'm kidding.
Mmm. Mmm.
Yep. I already knew this was going to be my favorite.
I knew because you love
the name.
You love a cranberry.
Yeah.
The spiced rum, although it was a little scary with fruit juice, it tastes like fall even.
Mm, that is a good one. That's a nice sweet one.
You can carry this over probably to even Thanksgiving if you wanted to. Maybe sans blood, but or put the blood on it if you want, I guess.
The turkey's.
Okay. And now you're cut off.
But I just would like to add.
Yes.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. Please put Band-Aids on it next time. Okay, she hates the
animal. Literally, no.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Every now and again, there's new traditions that come around for Halloween, like, for example, boo baskets. That has been a new trend in the last year or so. Some people love it. Some people think it's absolutely stupid. I guess you decide. There's another Halloween trend that has people split, I guess, whether or not they love it or they hate it. And it's called the Switch Witch. Okay? So it's kind of like Elf on the Shelf, but for Halloween. So what happens is you go out trick-or-treating tonight, assuming you have kids, you go with them. When you get home, the kids get to select their five favorite treats, just five of them. And then they leave the rest of the treats outside for the Switch Witch. So they get to eat their five treats or save them for the next day or whatever. The rest goes outside for the Switch Witch. Then the Switch Witch magically swaps out the candy for something else that the parents buy, be it a book, a toy, pair of shoes, whatever it is that the Switch Witch brings, they've traded that for all the rest of their candy. So some people are like, this is stupid. Let the kids indulge. They should be able to eat candy all night and candy for breakfast tomorrow. And then some people are like, that's kind of cool, actually. Like, I have a toddler who's not going to eat a pillowcase full of candy. I would rather get them something extra and do away with all the candy.
I like it because my sister, she must limit how much candy she lets the kids have.
Yeah.
Which is good for her because we definitely didn't have that growing up.
Oh,
that might have been why
sick.
I had so many bad teeth growing up.
Yeah.
But, you know, like she limits it. So whenever I'll go over and they got buckets on buckets of candy. And I don't think some of them are like 2 years old.
Oh, because she saves it.
Because she saves it. And then, I'm like, okay, at this rate, when it's like 6 months old, let's get rid of it.
Well, especially like the nasty candy that nobody wants, like the dots or the Whoppers.
Yeah, so if you're just going to limit it, why not do this anyways?
Well, I'd much rather have a new toy anyways as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I say make the Switch Witch happen.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
We got Halloween trivia questions all this week.
Because tomorrow's Halloween.
Yes, it is. Also, my dad's birthday. Had to throw that in.
Happy birthday, Dad. Can I call you Dad?
I mean, practically, you're like the second
by association.
Child. but I got inspired by what we talked about earlier. We asked you what movie actually scared you.
Yeah.
Like, to your core. You maybe cried a little bit. Maybe you sweat when you watched it. Maybe you, like, when you went to bed, you had to have the lights on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, it really, really scared you.
Yeah. So that kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. What is the highest grossing horror film to date?
This will be spooky. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Think about all the movies over the last several years when you think about tonight's trivia question. What is the highest grossing horror film to date?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
You know who would be really good at this trivia question?
Lady J.
I was thinking the same thing.
I bet she is at home right now like, God, I should be there for this.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Less than 24 hours. Till Halloween.
And the kids are going to be packing their bags full of candy.
And you're going to be stealing some, probably.
Yeah.
After they go to sleep, you pick out all the good stuff.
Shh, don't tell the secrets, Taylor.
Oh.
Come on.
I don't have kids and I do that.
Whose kids are you stealing their candy from?
I'm just doing me.
This is the one time I wish I had kids. Well, we're talking about movies and Halloween for tonight's trivia question. What is the highest grossing horror film to date?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Lindsay said It.
Yeah, that's I'm not watching that tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Not tonight, not tomorrow. Not even 6 months from now.
No, thank you.
42-46 said Scream. Mm. I've never seen that before, and I'm good. Thank you.
I've seen the scary movies, which is like the parodies of Scream, but I've never seen...
Are those good?
It still scares me. And they're supposed to be stupid. I get the gist, though, you know. 37-60 said The Exorcist.
I'm good. I think I've seen them. Is that the one where the girl goes downstairs backwards, or am I thinking of The Conjuring? I can never tell.
I don't know. Same vibe where there's a girl with long black hair who's doing like back bends and breaking her bones and creepy stuff.
Nope. We're good.
I'm scared of this music, to be honest.
You want to play it louder?
No.
You know what? Earlier you were talking about how your boyfriend wants a new alarm.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine waking up to The Exorcist theme?
I would wake up sprinting, just immediately run.
Someone's in the house, and there's nobody in the house. I'm going to tell your boyfriend.
Or, you know what? If I knew it was coming, I would play a prank and wake him up by being in a back bend with my neck looking all broken and be like, ugh.
Or pretend you're like,
good morning.
Possessed or something.
Honestly, might give it a go tonight.
You know what? You should do that tomorrow.
I got to stretch a little bit. I don't know if I can do a back bend anymore.
Perfect Halloween prank ever. What is the highest grossing horror film to date?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 2 minutes.
If you don't do this, I will. I'm just saying.
You're going to break into my house?
Oh, no, I was going to do it.
Oh, I was like, that would be honestly terrifying.
No, this is a genius plan. Why? Has anyone done this before? This is a genius
plan.
There
are people on TikTok who've probably done this.
Oh, God, I want to do this. I'll put on some type of scary sound like that. And then act like I'm possessed.
Please report back with how that goes.
I might be single after that.
You might be.
Halloween. That one time of the year that you could just roll out of bed with no makeup on. And it's totally acceptable because it's considered a costume.
It's the scariest you'll ever be. I'll speak for myself, I guess.
Tonight's trivia question in honor of Halloween. What is the highest grossing horror film to date?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
It is the 2017's It. It comes in at the top without adjusting at all for inflation.
Yeah.
That is number one for the highest grossing horror film to date.
I was not part of that. I did not see it. And
I did.
Did you?
And do not recommend.
Oh my God. Because I was... I wouldn't see it anyways because I'm a baby. But it was around the time that like those people were like... showing up around town in clown costumes. It was freaky. I didn't like it. I still don't like it.
Now, and let me tell you what was messed up is that literally like a couple weeks after, you know how we do Z102.9 balloons at the farmer's market?
Yeah.
There was a balloon that we must not have given it out or something was wrong, malfunction, whatever. Somebody left it in the large conference room here and didn't tell me. I had a weekend show to do. I think it was on Sunday. It was the next day. And it was deflating a little bit, right? So I come in, and this balloon is like half floating midair.
No.
It's not to the top of the ceiling. It's halfway floating.
No.
I'm telling you, I wanted to run out of here because I was like, there's got to be a clown. It has to be. There's a balloon only floating halfway.
Do you think he's still in there?
No. I realized what it was after.
I mean the clown.
No, there's no clown. We're good. We're good. But anyways, what I did want to tell you, by the way, is that
the second movie, because it was number one. The second highest grossing film of all time is The Sixth Sense.
I see dead people.
I'm sure you do. It's just yourself in the mirror.
Honestly, fair.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.